Recording in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hi everyone, welcome to the Blessed with Hope podcast, and on today's episode we are starting a new series called The Joyfulness of God. And if you're wondering why I didn't record an episode last week, it's because I personally needed a break. Final weeks is coming up, so I have 2 more weeks of this semester and then off to my next internship. But because finals is in 2 weeks, a lot of things are being jammed up right now and my project is getting closer to being finished, and I needed time to just focus on that. I still need to focus it on it right now, but I wanted to get this episode out and continue this journey that God has called me to do. And I felt like if I delayed on this episode again, then it'll just keep repeating until the semester's over, and I'd rather not wait another 2 weeks to do this. So in this episode specifically, we're going to be talking about finding joy, and specifically finding joy in God. So let's get into it. Before I begin, I do not have a transcript of what I'm going to say on this episode because for some reason I just cannot think this morning. I wrote notes on like what I'll be talking about, but it's not like a whole transcript of exactly what it is I am going to be talking about. So I'm going to be doing an impromptu episode, and hopefully all of this will make sense. It's pretty much just my thoughts coming out as I speak to you guys. So now let's actually get into it. So today we're talking about finding joy. And what does that mean? Well, to begin, what first popped in my head this morning when I talked to God about this episode of finding joy, he brought to my mind about how people see Christians. And I've talked in previous episodes before about how although Christianity is a religion, it's not the religion part that matters, it's your relationship with God that matters. However, not a lot of people know that. Going with that, because not many people know that you should have a relationship with God and not focus it on it being a religion where we have all these rules, people will assume that we're boring and uptight. We follow rules because the Bible says we have to follow rules, which means we are strict and that we don't have fun. And to me, when people say we don't have fun, it just confuses me a little because I don't understand what they mean when we don't have fun. But to be fair, I was that person on the other side where I mocked Christians constantly, and I also didn't think they had fun. And looking back at it, the only reason why I didn't think Christians had fun was because they didn't really party, they didn't drink, and they just didn't do things that people typically do. And that can be like a lot of things, but in this case, I think it's always around partying and drinking and listening to secular music. I think those are the 3 main common things that people think are fun. And because those people think that those are fun, they just assume Christians aren't fun because they don't do that. And it not angers me, but it frustrates me and it confuses me because it doesn't make sense. And when I hear people say like, oh, the only time I can have fun is when I'm drinking, and it's like, if that's the only time you can have fun is when you're drinking, then that's just sad, because you should be able to have fun without drinking. There's so many things you can do for fun without having to drink. And yeah, like, I don't know, to me it just doesn't make sense when people like assume things. And yes, I was one of those people, and I'm mad at myself for being like that, but also I repented for my sins, and that's in the past. But moving forward now, and looking back, and just hearing all these people, it's just like, can you really not be open-minded and accepting that we are just as the same as you? And when people say that we have, like, think that we have perfect lives, none of us think that we have perfect lives. At least I don't think I have a perfect life. I don't have a perfect life. I've talked about things that happened in my past, and I'm still working through and becoming a better person or a better version of me that God has called me to be. And none of us are perfect. It even states in the Bible that no human is perfect. The only perfect thing that there is God, and God only. Literally, what I'm trying to say is that we're all literally the same. God created us all in His image, and He has given, although He's listed the Ten Commandments, He has given each and every one of us free will. So you can choose to follow them, or you can choose to not follow them. Of course, as a Christian, we follow them because we know that God is protecting us from whatever the enemy has planned ahead of us. And I've also stated in previous episodes too that, like, God is a father. So just as your father, your human father, he most likely, as I've stated before in another episode, sets rules for you to follow so that you don't hurt yourself, you don't embarrass yourself, and that you keep yourself protected. And it's the same thing with God. He has these Ten Commandments because He's protecting you from what the enemy has. He is protecting you and guiding you so that He can set you up for a better future, which is exactly what your dad does in the human form. And it's really not different at all. The only reason I feel like people aren't accepting is because they're not open-minded. They're not willing to accept that we're not bad at all. Like, no one's forcing you to do anything. God's not forcing me to do anything, but I'm doing it because I have built this relationship and trust with God. And not a lot of people, in my opinion, can say that.
Okay, I recorded this. This is my third time recording this. So I'm just going to stitch all three videos together and pray for the best that it all makes sense. So let's talk about what it means to find joy in God. When I mean find joy in God, I mean continue building your relationship with God and start to do things with Him. Not a lot of people, I think, take the time to do that. I, at first, never did that because I wasn't sure what it looked like or what it meant. But really, it's just doing activities with God, learning to be content with yourself, learning to be content with just relying on God versus relying and being dependent on someone who is there right with you. And it's important to be able to do things by yourself. Not everyone is going to be there for you when you want to do certain activities. But that could change depending on the friends that God brings you. God has God-given friends that He has in place in your life so that you are not alone, because it states all over the Bible that you should not be by yourself and that you shall be filled with like-minded individuals, like, around you. And so He doesn't want you to do things alone, but He also wants you to learn that to be content with yourself before He brings those people into your life, so that you're not always dependent on Him and that you don't leave Him for them. Because there are days where you just need to just do one-on-one time with God. And for example, back in, I think it was 2021 is when I first started going on dates with God. And I know I talked about it before in one of my episodes about going on dates with God. I feel like that is just very important to do in building your relationship with God, because it brings your relationship to a whole nother level that you didn't know existed or could happen. And one of those dates I went on was my first date ever with God, which was going to Topgolf. And knowing me, I do not like doing things at all by myself. Like, I never enjoyed eating by myself. So, like, when I see people eating by themselves at restaurants, I just get sad for some reason. And the only reason why I get sad is because I feel like they're lonely. I feel like they don't have any friends or anyone who wanted to hang out with them. But really, all those feelings I had towards those people are feelings I had towards myself. I always felt like people judged you when you ate by yourself, wherever you were at. But that's just not the case. The enemy was just implanting these negative thoughts into my head to make me think that way and to think that that's not okay to do. But in reality, those people who are sitting by themselves and eating at restaurants, I applaud them because not many people do that. And if they do that, it's because they're content with themselves. They don't care what other people think. And they just enjoy me time. And I needed to learn, and I have learned what it's like to have me time. It's okay to be by yourself. It's okay to be by yourself because I want you to know that God is with you through it all. And going on that date with him to Topgolf was completely different, and I totally forgot about it until just now. And it was the best feeling ever. Although when I first arrived at Topgolf, I was a little nervous because I wasn't sure what people would think with this girl going to Topgolf all by herself, doesn't even know how to properly golf, but she's going anyways. And I was just nervous, but I got onto the third floor, and I was hoping no one was going to be in the next bay next to me. But unfortunately, the bay next to me was a group of people, and so I needed to get out of my fear and get out of my comfort zone and be okay with that, knowing that it's just me and God, knowing that I'm actually not there by myself, but God is right there with me, watching me. And as I started hitting the golf balls, I was just getting into it. I was getting into the zone, asking God for techniques, and it was the funnest time ever. Although I was still a little uncomfortable because I was, like, physically I was there by myself. Spiritually, I was not. But knowing that all these other people saw me by myself, like, I still had that fear in me of people judging me, but at the same time, I also knew that it didn't even matter because I knew God was right with me all along. And hitting all those golf balls and getting it super far, it was very accomplishing, and I was just proud to have been able to jump out of my comfort zone and really take that leap of faith of, not leap of faith, but taking that step, next step in my relationship with God of, okay, like, I'm going to start learning how to do things on my own. So then the next day, I think we went out to eat somewhere, and as I mentioned previously, I don't like eating anywhere out by myself, but now I don't even care because no one's gonna judge you. And so we went out to eat, I don't remember where, but it was a really good date, and I enjoyed spending that one-on-one time with God and really just being in his presence. It was awkward at first again, but I needed to get out of my comfort zone and get over that fear that people are judging you, because it doesn't matter. And so when I talk about finding joy, ultimately it's finding joy in the things that you like to do instead of doing what other people like to do, and learning to just, again, be content with yourself and be content with knowing that God is right there with you. It may not feel like he's right there with you, but trust me, he is right there with you. And so looking at all those assumptions that people have talked about or say, it doesn't even matter because they don't know what you've been through. They don't know where you've been to get to where you are now. And they could possibly go through the same steps too. Everyone starts at the phase of mocking Christianity. I'm not sure why, but it's always a phase where people make fun of Christians. At least for me specifically, it started out with making fun of Christians to talking about God as if I've never made fun of him before. And God is a forgiving God. As long as you repent and not do those sins all over again, move forward and continue your journey with God and get to know him on a deeper level. He wants to know you as an individual. Yes, he created you. Yes, he knows who you are, but he wants to build a one-on-one relationship with you. Because he knows all these things about you, you don't even know all the things about God. And so he wants you to get to know him. He wants you to share things about yourself to him as if he doesn't already know. He wants you to know that he's reaching his hand out for you, calling you, waiting for you to pick up that call so that he can be right there with you and know that you know that he's on your side. And people may think we're boring, so what? It doesn't even matter because we all literally do the same thing. The only difference is that we know God and they don't. And it is our job to continue spreading the gospel of God to those around us, even if they hate listening to it, even if they don't care about it, even if they don't listen to it. Subconsciously, they are listening to what you're saying, and you possibly could have planted a seed in their head that later down the line will start to sprout, and they'll come to you with questions of wanting to know who God is. So I'm not sure what the whole point of this episode was, other than finding joy, and I'm kind of just going off of whatever I'm hearing God say, and yeah. I guess this whole episode is learning to be content with yourself, learning to be content and dependent on God rather than other people. And as you continue to build your relationship with God and understand Him on a deeper level, things are going to start to change, things are going to start to shift, and I feel like you're going to find more joy in your life, because you're going to become more open-minded. Your eyes are going to be more open to seeing the opportunities God has for you. And as you continue to know God and how loving He is, how kind He is, how hopeful He is, and how beautiful He is, you're going to start to see His creation everywhere and be appreciative of all the things that He has created. You're going to look at things differently. You're going to look at things with a new perspective. And personally, I think it's life-changing, because you don't look at things the same way as you did in the past. I don't know what else to say other than that loving God is different when you allow yourself to be open unto who God is and getting to know Him differently than what you've heard from other people. This is my welcome back to a new series. Alrighty. That's it for this episode, and hopefully you took something away with it. Yeah. I hope you have a blessed day, and I will see you next week.